We started the banjo contest in order to do a plug for our banjo camp that we do here, the Swanee Banjo Camp. We had our first one last year. We had 50 people at it. This year we're going to have a whole bunch more, but we're going to do it in February, when everybody wants to come to Florida, of course. This year's winners in the third place prize is Chuck Levy, a former president of the Florida Fiddlers Association. Chuck's been a good friend of the festival. Thank you for coming, Chuck. Thank you for competing. He's a great winner of a beautiful gig bag by Deering Banjos. In the second place is Mr. Tommy Bledsoe, a wonderful old-time banjo player and beautiful gold-tone banjo here. Deering banjo here. And I must say, this is Tommy Bledsoe's second Deering banjo.
I'm having so many good times.
He's having so many good times all here at the Florida Folk Festival. He was our second place winner also last year. Tommy Bledsoe. And our first place winner of a beautiful gold-tone banjo is Mary Z. Cox. And she's going to come right on out here. And she's going to play a tune for us off of her new recording called Swannanoa Tunnel.
I recently saw one of those in a magazine, and I thought, oh, those look really nice. Now I've got one. How exciting. Thank you very much. This is called the Swannanoa Tunnel. It's a very old song. Thank you.
Mary Cox, I'm very pleased to welcome you all to the 52nd reunion of the Hamilton County Under the Yokes festival Sunday night gathering. It's never quite the same as the previous years, and we're gonna amplify on that here in the next few minutes. I remember early festivals where there was a yodeling woman and her little children. Her little children are women now, and last year, a week after the festival, Ms. Makeley passed on, and we're going to take a few minutes here to remember. We're going to begin with Raven Stands Alone to come out and read a eulogy, and then there's going to be some singing and some yodeling. I'm sure she wants you to participate in any way that you can. I don't know exactly what to say about it. I wasn't real close with Ms. Makeley, except the festival misses her, and I miss her in that regard, and I miss her personally. Raven Stands Alone, you ready to come out and read?
We've got quite a gathering here this evening of people who remember Elroy Smakely. Briefly, Elroy Smakely was born June 9th, 1929, and passed away 1 year ago at the end of the first week in June of 2003. There is an encyclopedia of love and beauty in between those 2 days. I was privileged to be adopted into the Makeley clan back in 1995 when I first met Bettina, her youngest. Through Bettina, I came to know one of the finest, hardworking, loving, sharing, empathic, and beautiful group of people to be found in the whole country. Florida has been their home spanning 3 generations now. For over 32 years, the women of the Makeley family, under Elroy's patience and love, later with Bettina's directing and Bettina and Linda's songwriting talents, have honored Florida in deed and song at the Florida Folk Festival and events all over the United States. Mom Makeley was not a charismatic extrovert who got the crowd stomping their feet and screaming. She was a quiet, unassuming, petite woman who led her family through life with grace and love and dignity. She was their quiet bedrock, half hidden behind the pretty daughters in the beautiful frocks that she made for them to wear at the Florida Folk Festival each year for over 30 years. But they knew she was always there. From Elroy's, they learned that love is sharing with all whatever you have to share and to share your gifts with the world with joy. Elroy Smakely somehow managed to pass on to me an appreciation for beauty, love, and life that I never had before. My life is richer today for my brief friendship with her. The very last time I saw Elroy in this world, she said, "Raven, I love you." I told her, "I love you too, Mom." And in that moment, I was inordinately pleased at what a rich life I had. So seldom do we get to have those be our last words to other people before they pass. I am truly humbled and blessed to have known this woman. What a powerful soul. I love you, Mom Makeley. Thank you, Bettina, Ruth Ann, Lucinda, Dan, Philip, and Joe, her children, for letting me continue to be a part of their lives. Ladies and gentlemen, the Makeley family.
We just want to say thank you for this opportunity that we've been given to honor our mom and remember her and express our gratitude for her life and her love and her legacy. She birthed us into a musical family. She raised us in a musical home. And then she brought us into this musical family. And that way we have someone to keep sharing this music with. We've brought our own children into the act, and we hope someday soon our children's children, so that we can just keep doing this forever and ever. And it's all because of my shy, quiet mom who actually got up the nerve 31 years ago to call Cousin Thelma on the phone and say, "How does somebody get into the Florida Folk Festival?" And Cousin Thelma said, "Well, why don't you sing me a song here on the phone?" And that's what she did. She yodeled for Cousin Thelma on the phone. And that's how we first got into the Florida Folk Festival all those years ago. We have asked some dear friends of ours to come up tonight and do a song that Mike wrote just after he heard the news about my mom. It's a moving song. It moved us. It's a wonderful tribute to her and her legacy. The group is called Lucky Mud, and this is their song about my mom.
Thanks. We were lucky enough to meet Elroy Smakely a couple of years ago at the at Olina. Actually, we've seen her for years because we used to come out here and sit and watch and then sit at the workshops and watch, but I never had the nerve to come up and introduce myself until we started playing some music together. We're doing this in segments.
We were amazed at the wonderful tribe of women that Elroy Smakely developed and the incredible talents and the wonderful generosity and love that their family had. We were just amazed by them, and they're just a constant inspiration.
I wrote this the day she passed over. There's a beautiful garden that blooms in the spring by the wild Swanee River where the mockingbirds sing. Something is different. Tell me, what does it mean? The rose is gone from the garden. Love her said it was a sign when the mighty oak fell with the passing of time. He was her shelter. Could she stay long behind? Now the rose is gone from the garden. This lovely rose did not bloom alone. Her roots hold the earth and her branches are strong. And from those branches so many roses have grown. So many voices are singing.
The best thing about being part of an extended musical family like this is that no matter what happens in your life, you can always turn it into a song. So the people closest to us, when this happened, were inspired. There was that song, and there was another song, and I'm going to let my sister Bettina talk about that one. And we are going to need as many vocal mics as possible and one guitar.
How about this? Oh, it's there. This is a really special song. This is my significant other, Ron Johnson, over here on the guitar. And after Uncle Ray passed, who was my mother's husband, and she passed just a month later, and he had written this song for Uncle Ray. It's called Uncle Ray's Yodel. And, of course, after my mom passed, he added some words for her, and it's just a very happy, joyful song. We've invited some of our dear, dear friends from the festival, people you probably recognize. to help us on this, and we want you to listen very carefully to the yodel in this song, because I'm going to do like this at the end, and I'm really hoping that you will yodel along with us at the end of this song. This is Uncle Ray's yodel.
Every day my Uncle Ray played an auto harp on his knee. He'd sing out loud, bold and proud, and he'd yodel some for me. He gave me a wink and he made me think that I could sing along. I opened wide and I tried and tried, but I always got it wrong. Festivals, I know they had a lot of fun. He said, I love her truly, as all the world can see. But what I love about her most of all, she can yodel better than me. When he joined that angel band, his little one soon joined him. Now they're together hand in hand. I know they're up in heaven singing their yodeling songs. I know they're up there teaching the angels how to yodel along. Something like this.
Thank you. Thanks, Mom. We know you're still here with us.